talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making. Meadows, Mark Meadows, how much skullduggery can we take out of this guy? Mark Meadows, now, not only won't he show up, but he has decided to sue Nancy Pelosi. He's suing Nancy Pelosi. Why is he suing Nancy Pelosi? What the heck is going on? He's suing Nancy Pelosi because he's trying to delay the commission. He's trying to delay what they're trying to make him do. He's trying to delay everything. They'll kick it off. So they hope they take over the House. They take over the House next November, which I don't think they will. And then somehow he can slip out of it. Kevin McCarthy will withdraw the subpoena. That is what is going on. Now, what can we do about this? What can we do about this? Well, I'll tell you what. What's wrong with a civil process instead of criminal? What is wrong was simply civil process instead of criminal? You turn it over to U.S. Marshal and say, bring his body in here. Bring his body in here. What's going on? Let me put this in a little perspective. What's happened is this guy flipped. He had a book. His book took plenty of shots at Trump. I'm getting angry at this guy. Took plenty of shots at Trump. Trump said that Trump had COVID when he went into the debate, said that Trump had COVID when he went into the Gold Star family meeting and with veterans, all of that. Trump went after him. He got scared. And now he's not even showing up. And they're going to hold him in contempt. And he thinks that he can hold that up by suing Nancy Pelosi and suing the commission. He can't hold it up by suing the commission. If this were a criminal case, let's just suppose it's a criminal case and you say, well, I don't want to be charged. Okay, I don't want to be charged. So therefore, what I'm going to do is I'm going to sue the DA. That doesn't go anywhere. You go ahead. The DA goes ahead with the criminal case. He goes ahead with the criminal case. You try to bring some sort of motion that it's wrong. Motion to dismiss. Okay, you bring a motion to dismiss. It doesn't do you any good. These guys are just laying back. They're just taking it. I'm getting so tired of this. I am really getting very tired of it. So there you have it. You have that Meadows, Mark Meadows, simply refusing to show up, flat out refusing to show up. And everybody goes, oh, okay. Well, then maybe what we should do is simply litigate his lawsuit, and that we'll have 60 days to brief it. And then he'll lose, and then he'll go to the Court of Appeals. What's that all about? That's just wrong. It's flat out wrong. Really ticks me off, but that is what is happening. That is what is happening. Now, what do we do? How do you get to Nancy Pelosi? How do you get to Nancy Pelosi? She has plenty of good lawyers. Why doesn't she do something? Why does she not do something? Well, in her defense, it was only yesterday that this darn thing got filed. So maybe she will do something. I hope she does. But there you have it right now. Then you have not just Meadows, you have Bannon. What does Bannon do? He's been charged with contempt, and he's bringing a motion to dismiss that. Something's got to be done with these guys. something just flat out got to be done with these guys. And I'm just getting damned angry about this. We're going to go on to something else. We're going to go on to something else. Okay. The UK has now joined the U.S. in the China diplomatic boycott, the China diplomatic boycott of the Olympics. So has Australia, and so has Lithuania. Now, what is this thing? We talked about it yesterday, but now it's starting to spread. In 1980, you remember, Carter boycotted the Moscow Olympics because of Russia's invasion of Afghanistan, and it was a flat-out boycott. No athletes went to it. This is a modified boycott. No diplomats will go to it. No officials will go to it, but our athletes can go to it, and the same with UK, same with Australia, and same with Lithuania. It's kind of modest pressure. It's not as tough as I'd like it to be, and I also don't want it seen as, oh, we're not going to go into the Olympics because of what they're doing with the Uyghurs. That's not the issue. The issue is Taiwan and Hong Kong. The issue is cheating on trade. The issue is stealing IT. The issue is having spies in our country. That's what the issue is. So it's a good start. I actually don't really care how they're presenting this to everybody. But, well, maybe I do care a little bit, simply because this is China. They keep making threats against Taiwan. Is the diplomatic boycott going to work? I don't know. It's not going to hurt. They say they're angry. Then they got miffed, and they go, well, you weren't invited anyway. Who invited you? Well, guess what? It's the Olympics. We were invited. So there you have it with China. Now, with China right now, what they've done is they're continuing to feint against Taiwan, continuing to send planes into their airspace. Now they're sending fishing boats down near the Philippines. They're sending fishing boats into the Indian Ocean, illegally taking fish in other people's territorial waters. And their navies are not strong enough to push them out. China is also, you know, has constructed all these fake islands in the South China Sea, but they're also building developments on disputed borders. They have a disputed border with India in the Himalayas, and it's disputed. They each have troops there. They're just building a village there. They have disputes with Vietnam. They just build villages. Now, they do it in kind of a sneaky, passive-aggressive fashion, and I don't know that it's going to work. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.